A few months back, when we first learned about this new coronavirus emerging in China, we were basically told to watch out for two things, a fever or a persistent dry cough. So much has changed since then in terms of what we know about the symptoms of COVID-19. The World's Alana Gordon covers global health for the show. And Alana, it is now more than just a fever or persistent cough. What else are we learning about other symptoms of the disease?
Researchers are learning that there's a lot more symptoms and that it can vary quite a lot. So Tim Spector is a professor of genetic epidemiology and a doctor at King's College in London. Here's what he has to say.
We've also got chest pain, abdominal pain, shortness of breath, hoarse voice, confusion, diarrhea. And important ones are fatigue, anorexia, and loss of smell and taste. And there's a few other ones we've added recently, like acute muscle pains and hives of the face and skin rashes.
So, Marco, these symptoms are way more than what you might find on a list of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control or on the NHS website in the U.K. But what he has been doing is leading this symptom tracking project where millions of people in the U.S., the U.K., and now Sweden have been self-reporting symptoms through an app.
Globally, are they finding any common trends in the symptoms?
Well, one surprising finding they published in the journal Nature today, Marco, is this loss of smell and taste appeared to be more common than they had thought. Andrew Chan is a doctor at Mass General Hospital here in Boston and at Harvard. He's also leading this symptom tracker study. And he told me that a majority of people they found had this sort of unusual lack of taste smell symptom who had also tested positive. And he says this knowledge can really help better identify outbreaks.
Our understanding of the symptoms has changed as a result of the data we're collecting. And that has been returned in real time back to public health authorities as a way to better track where we're actually seeing incidents.
Marco, I do want to add one point of caution to all of this, which is that with real-time tracking, it's so essential. It's this massive sort of citizen science initiative when you think about it, but there are limitations and weaknesses. So, for example, they're only hearing from people who have the ability to download an app and they want to use it. So that really misses young people and old people who don't have phones. And also it's self-reported. So if we start hearing a lot about certain kinds of symptoms, like a loss of smell, people might then be reporting more of that because that's what they're hearing about.
So a loss of smell and taste, how would that differentiate from, say, allergies?
So on an individual level, Tim Spector tells me you can't really differentiate it. But what he and Andrew Chan and others are doing is looking at the population level and also looking at clusters of symptoms that could be an indicator. So for people that hadn't been previously experiencing symptoms and then have combinations of things like abdominal pain plus acute loss of smell plus then a sniffy nose as an example.
There are also some surprising developments, even for scientists, and we haven't even gotten to other symptoms we're hearing more about, as in how COVID-19 is impacting some people's organs and blood circulation. Do we know why this is happening in some people?
I think, Marco, first off, we have to have a certain reverence for this virus and how much scientists still don't know and how much they really want to know. So again, Tim Spector, the genetic epidemiologist at King's College in London, he says he's just still really struck by how varied this virus is and how it can manifest in our bodies.
In my career, I've never seen any virus that or any disease that is quite so variable, has such a variable effect in people and can affect nearly any part of the body as well.
And so he's really trying to keep an open mind as people are reporting symptoms. But that being said, there are some things that he's keeping an eye on in terms of why symptoms might be manifesting in this way. One might have to do not with the virus itself, Marco, but how our immune systems react to it or overreact. Again, he's also a geneticist, so he's looking into genetic variations in people. And one way you can do that is actually by studying twins. Another thing he's thinking about has to do with our guts and our microbiomes. But of course, I can't help but think of the other factors that go beyond the biological when we think of things like social inequities and differences in health systems in terms of why some people might be developing more severe symptoms and problems.
The world's Alana Gordon. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.